Can be allowed to walk, permit out to lose, canis, to yield.
Hiya, Stamper.
G'day, Bottomley.
Right, what's all that business on the blackboard?
I don't know. I was just trying to work it out.
Benny, well, bonus, good. What's this? Brevis, short, campus, apply. Strike, that's Latin.
Huh?
That's Latin.
Latin, is that what it is?
Sure, what did you think it was? The Chinese national anthem.
No, of course I didn't. I suppose Percy's going to give us a Latin lesson.
What a brain.
How do you mean?
Oh, come out of your trance. Of course he's going to give us a Latin lesson. That's why he's written those things up there.
Strike Latin.
Yeah, and it doesn't look as if we can get out of it. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless we clean the blackboard.
Yeah. No, fair go.
Why not?
Fair go, you can't do that. You'll get into a row. You know what happened to you last time you did it?
Sure I do. Nothing happened.
No, but... Didn't it?
No, of course it never.
Strike, I don't reckon you ought to touch the blackboard. And anyhow, it's about time we started to learn something.
Yeah, but... Hey? Your romper's too tight for you.
What? I don't wear rompers.
Well, there's something the matter with you. Maybe you got out the wrong side of the cradle this morning.
You shut up, Bottomley. I don't sleep in a cradle.
No, well, you ought to. Why don't you grow up?
I have grown up.
Oh, rats.
Rats yourself. I'll don you. That's what I'll do.
You will you?
Yeah.
Well, have a pop. Go on, have a pop.
Yeah, and I will, too, if you're not careful.
Well, I'm not very careful, so go on.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, you want to get tough, do you?
How fair. Go take that.
Oh, right, that hurt.
Yeah, and have another one, too.
Hey, what's going on here?
Now, you wait. Well, Bottomley, you wait.
Why don't you go and tell your father?
I don't have to.
So you still want to play, do you? Take that. I'm just a boy to bowl you.
You wait till we get outside.
Yeah, then what?
I'll don you promptly.
Quiet. Look, stop that unholy din immediately. What's going on in here? I can hear the noise 300 yards down the street. If that's the mood you boys are in, we're apparently not going to have a very good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys, but that's only what you think. Well, come on. What was it all about?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing? Now, don't be ridiculous, Bottomley. Weren't you boys fighting?
Fighting, sir?
Yes, fighting. Of course you were fighting. And I want to know the reason why. What were you doing?
Nothing, sir.
Well, you can't tell me that you were just wishing each other a Happy New Year or something.
No, we were just...
Well?
Yes, thanks. Are you keeping all right?
Oh, fine.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, it's a pity. Why? There. Serves you right, Bottomley. Now perhaps you'll realize that I'm not in any mood for nonsense this morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, Stamford, there's no need for you to start... Well, no. You tell me.
What, sir?
What that row was all about before I came into the classroom.
Nothing, sir.
No. Nothing at all?
No, sir.
No. Oh, well, there's no doubt about you boys. You certainly stick together. I've got no chance whatever of worming that out of you. I've got more chance of teaching an oyster to sing the bluebells of Scotland.
Yes, sir.
I mean exactly what I said, Stamford, but I don't intend to say any more on that subject now. You'll both be kept in after school until I do find out.
Jesus,
keep quiet. We can't afford to waste any more time. I've got a Latin lesson prepared for you, and we're going to get through it regardless of what anybody says or does. And now, green book.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, aren't I late?
Yes, aren't you?
Yes, but in about 3/4 of an hour I can explain the whole thing to you.
Oh, good, that's very good.
It so happened that when I got up this morning, the old man was out chopping wood.
Green book.
Yes?
Don't you dare tell me why you were late.
Yes, but it was like this, you see.
I don't care what it was like. I don't want to hear it. And if you've never understood anything before, please try and understand that.
Yes.
Thank you. Now sit down in your place. Hold your tongue and look at the blackboard.
Yes.
When you burst in, we were about to start a Latin lesson.
Yes, but...
Yes.
What? Not that old story.
No, it's... yes, that old... No, what was that? I beg your pardon?
There's no need to give us a lesson about that.
Isn't there?
No, I've seen it in the pantomime.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, so have I. But I... Now, wait a minute. What on earth are you talking about, Green Bucket?
Yes, you must have heard that story.
What story?
The story of Aladdin.
Aladdin?
Yes, you said you were going to give us Aladdin lesson.
What? I said nothing of the kind.
That's where the fella sold new lamps for old ones.
I know all about that.
It was a deal.
Yes, I know.
I like the part where he comes in and gets the wicked uncle.
Listen, Green Buckler. Perhaps that might stop you. It seems to me the only way there is. Look, I don't want you monopolizing the whole conversation, Green Bottle.
Yes, but that was about to work.
I wonder if it would make any difference if I wrote you letters instead of telling you things.
Yeah,
I... You don't seem to absorb one thing I say.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, look, will you please absorb this? I have no intention of giving you a lesson on Aladdin. What I'm going to do is to give you a Latin lesson, and I'm going to start it immediately.
Latin lesson?
Yes, Green Bottle, a Latin lesson. And don't you dare say that Latin is your best subject, because if you do, you'll get the stick.
Yes.
Now, look at the blackboard, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, I've written a few Latin words there with their English meaning. You will notice that several of the English words are actually derived from the Latin word.
Yeah.
Well,
right, what, sir?
Look, if you boys would only keep quiet, we'd get along much more quickly.
Yes, sir.
Now, look, I'll give you an example. Take our English word amble, you know, to amble along. He ambles along the street. Where does that come from, Stanford?
Come from, sir?
Yes, where does it come from? I mean, well, look at the blackboard. Look, can't you see a Latin word on the blackboard which has the same sort of meaning as amble?
Well, I'm better at French, sir.
Are you?
Yes, sir. We've got a photo of the Eiffel Tower at home.
Oh, well, you'd be much better at French because... What? Stanford, look, I don't care whether you're better at hopscotch. That's got nothing to do with it.
I don't play hopscotch, sir.
No, but...
You're thinking of my sister.
Yes, of course. No, I'm not. Stanford, look, are you just purposely trying to be pig-headed?
No, sir.
Well, that's what it seems like to me.
Yeah.
You hold your tongue. This has got nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Look at the blackboard, Stanford.
Yes.
Can you see a Latin word written up there, ambulo?
Yes, sir.
Right. What does it mean?
To walk.
Marvelous. Ambulo means to walk. It's written there. Well, actually, ambulo means I walk. That's the first person of the present tense of the word to walk.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very good. Well, from that Latin word, ambulo, we get our English word, amble. Follow?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Now we're getting along famously.
Yes, of course we are.
All right. And don't spoil it. Now that I've explained that first one to you, you'll be able to see where a lot of other words come from.
Yes, sir.
Now, there are quite a lot of words that come from those examples.
Yes. Take that word there, Fanny.
Yes, now that's one. Where does that come from, Green Bottle?
From heaven.
Exactly. Now, let's take another word. If you... What? Green Bottle, have you gone off your head again?
No, that's right.
Right?
Yes, I wrote a song about it.
A song?
Benny's from heaven.
Yes, of course. What?
Every time it rains, Benny's from heaven.
Green Bottle, will you... I wonder why it is that every time you open your mouth, you say something ridiculous. And at all events, nobody asked you to develop into a choir boy.
Choir boys don't sing that.
All right, I didn't say they did. There'd certainly be something radically wrong with a choir if they sang it like that. Don't you ever sing again, Green Bottle. You've got a voice like a factory whistle.
No, I haven't.
No, well, perhaps not quite as good, but I'm not going to discuss that with you now. Just keep your mouth closed or else you'll get the stick.
Yes, but I reckon that
Look,
if you were...
Careful, Green Bottle, careful.
Yeah.
Very good. And now that we're back to normal again, we'll get on with this lesson. Can you see the Latin word annus, meaning a year?
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right, now, what do we get... what do we get from that?
From what, sir?
From the Latin word annus.
Wasn't he the president of the Liars Club or something?
Yes, he was... Who?
This joker, Annus.
Annus?
Yeah, he was the world's greatest liar.
What on earth are you talking about?
Yes, that's right.
Exactly, but... Now, see what you've done, Bottomley. You've started Green Bottle again.
Yes, well, I know all about this.
You don't know anything about it.
Yes, I do.
What's the use? Well, go on, make a fool of yourself. Go on, tell us. Go on, make a fool of yourself.
Yes, well, this chap Anna's told the biggest lie in the world, so they gave him 18 months.
Did they?
Yes, and that's why Anna's means 1 year.
What? Well, look, even if that was anywhere near right, Green Bottle, it would still be crazy.
Yeah,
Listen. Because Annus got 18 months, they call Annus 1 year.
Yeah.
Oh, so there are not 12 months in a year, there are 18 months. Is that it?
He got 6 months off for good behavior.
Oh, I see. Of course, I'd overlooked that. Why?
Yes, sir.
Greenbottle, look, will you stop talking this piffle immediately? There's not an atom of sense in anything you've said. Yes, Al. And what's more, you were responsible for that bottling.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I never said anything about him getting 18 months.
All right, I didn't say you did, but you said that he was a liar or something, which is just bunkum. The gentleman you were trying to think of is Ananias, not Annas. Ananias.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, and he got 6 months off for good behavior.
Exactly.
Yes, and if he hadn't been such a liar, he could have got out before.
Greenbuckle.
Yeah?
Do you want me to brain you?
No.
Well, look, stop talking this flapdoodle or I will.
Yes, but me old man told me that last part.
Well, that makes it a lot worse. He wouldn't know anything about him either.
Yes, he would. He's made a study of this chap, Annas.
This chap Ananias.
Yes, that's what I said.
Look, I might just as well be talking to a brick wall.
Yes, well, Annas was one of his favorites.
Yes, and I don't doubt that for 1 minute.
And he could have got out before 12 months if he hadn't been such a liar.
Yes, well, what? Listen, Greenbuck, why make an idiotic statement like that? Look, what possible justification could you have for making a remark like that?
Well, it was like this, you see. Annas was in jail for 18 months. And at the end of 3 months, they said to him, do you want to go out now, Annas?
Oh, did they?
Yes. And he said, yes, of course I want to go out.
Oh, but they still kept him in there.
Yes. They thought he was kidding. He was such a liar, they couldn't believe anything he said.
What?
Well, that sounds like a lot of baloney to me.
Yes.
Christ, I never heard that before.
Yes, and they kept him in there.
Quiet. Well, look, that's just about the last straw.
And so they all lived happily ever after.
What? And that is the last, or I can't stand another minute. Oh, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
You don't surprise me.